Okay, ready, Phil.
Standing by.
Cue audience.
And roll in 3, 2, 1, take intro.
Re-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
Ho, ho, ho.
I've called it.
Merry Christmas.
That's it. We are. We're doing Christmas.
Yeah.
The Christmas special for Joe and Adam involves some slightly different music,
yep.
And I do appreciate it.
Well,
wow.
I just thought, let's just launch Christmas.
Let's
I launched Christmas
it.
Last week.
You did. You went, but we were within a day.
Yeah.
And if you're listening at time of recording, it is 29th of December. No, that would be very late. 29th of November. We're launching Christmas for the next year. We would. We'll get to that point.
Of course we would. Oh. Of course we would.
Now, we have launched Christmas. I feel like we're not alone.
No.
Most people are... I mean, the supermarkets go just after Halloween, but that's a bit different. Yeah. Most normal people have gone. Of course, famously last year, we went around the 12th of November.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for the Christmas movie part anyway.
Yeah. For COVID. I mean, everyone was like, that's enough of that. Let's watch some Christmas movies.
Absolutely.
But we've kept off till, so what was it, 20th, 21st?
It was about then.
Around then, which I think is fine.
I did send you a message saying, mate, that's it, I'm calling it, it's Christmas.
I know. And I think I was somewhere where, I don't know, maybe I was visiting the in-laws or something, like I couldn't just go for it. So I was sitting there going like, oh, he's having the best time. I can't
just
get involved.
Just itching.
Put me out there, coach. yeah, we've called it. And I think it's time. This actually does lead me into the first thing I wanted to check with you is if people have listened to this pod, what's it been going for now? Four years?
3 years.
Longer than you think.
Probably 2 years given the amount of time between pods. Like if
three
you
days.
Line them all up, it'd be about 3 days. But we've been actively organising a weekly pod for probably, I reckon, 3 years.
Yeah, probably 3 years. And around this time every year, the show's... will sound very similar because we just get so excited about Christmas.
We recycle content.
We recycle, but we don't care. Yeah. And everyone listening knows that we're going to do it.
Saving the environment and we recycle.
Yeah, that's right. Recycle, reuse. And it's because we love Christmas. And people who've been listening for a little while would know that I am now getting married.
Yes.
And...
Woo!
And... So just burping in the microphone. Lucky lady she is. Now Ames. There we go.
I'm a bit slow on the sound effects, but...
Also, this sound effect is really hard to enjoy because didn't we use it for some story about an old lady or something at one point?
Oh, yeah, when the... yeah, that's right. When old love brushed past me and told me it's the only contact she's had for a while. This is in the middle of a shopping centre.
So it's hard to imagine that song playing at my wedding. But you've known Ames, obviously from like day one of us dating. So like you've known her for like 4 years by this point.
Yep.
So you know that she's come a long way with Christmas. And
she has. It's you've worked hard.
I've worked hard.
Your performance has certainly improved in the in the quarterly figures.
That's right.
So.
If you looked at the first quarter of the relationship, pretty low.
Yeah.
And then slowly rising, and then 4 years in, this is the thing about compound growth. We're now looking at some good yields,
absolutely,
and some good results.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she's getting there, but she's nowhere near our level of Christmas. And it was literally a chat I had with her like 2 days ago. That made me realize, which is why I've got a few things to check with you, made me realize I always assumed that she was the weird one by not being as into Christmas as me. And she had to sit me down and go, no, people like you and Adam are pretty hardcore. Maybe you guys are the weird ones.
No.
But
no,
yeah, I don't think so.
I refuse to accept
either.
That.
I don't think so
I refuse
either.
To accept that.
So I thought, let's just check through and... We'll never know the results of this test.
Yeah.
But let's just check them with each other. And for people listening, just check with yourself as I list each thing. Are you at the same level as Adam and I? Go on.
Yeah. I'll just put some thinking music on.
Yeah, great. It's not really a right or wrong sort of question, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
I'm just going to give you, there's three categories.
Mm-hmm.
And when I give you each category, I just want you to give a short description of your approach to this category
yep.
in the festive season.
Okay, absolutely. Sure. Yep. Great.
You ready to play, Adam?
Let's do it.
Yep, great. The first category is Christmas music. I just want sort of frequency types.
To be honest, I don't start the Christmas music until a little bit later. It always comes after the movie start.
Interesting.
So, look, I mean, I don't actively go out of my way to listen, but if a song pops into your head, you know when you wake up in the morning and you've got whatever Christmas song in your head,
I might give it
a listen.
Yep, okay.
I have been tempted previously to listen to music songs, to Christmas songs in the middle of the year.
Gotcha.
Famously, I've sent you a message before about that.
You have, and I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that from time to time. I don't think there's a problem. If you're doing it every week, I'd be concerned, but also I did appreciate Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music and just conversational radio happening in the background. You're just going, yeah, to be honest, I don't, and you just expect Eddie Maguire's going to go 3 seconds on the clock. Just so relaxed with
so
the
much
intense
makes it easier.
Music. Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, I don't play it hardcore. I'm not a hardcore music guy, but if it's on, I'll listen.
So here's the way I want to track it, really. Would you be listening in the period from now, so again, we're November 29, from now until Christmas, will there be any other music playing in the car in the house?
Oh, there will be, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
It's integrated.
Yeah.
It's not like a consistent top rotational playlist.
I'm starting to get a little concerned now because I'm starting to think I'm the hardcore.
I mean, you were famously promoting the other day in our group chat.
Mm.
Ariana Grande.
Said to tell me, yeah. If you're listening and you haven't heard it.
You are a big fan of that.
I'm a big fan of Santa Tell Me. I don't know why. I just can imagine it in a Carols in the Domain sort of vibe.
Mm.
And I plugged it hard in the group chat and got a strong, yeah, so-so.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, but
I didn't
it wasn't
mind
like
it.
What I was doing, which is like, yep. This is life-changing. You guys were like, yeah, it's all right. I mean, I don't know what you want to do.
That's all right.
I'm okay, interesting. So Amy might be onto something with me when she's trying to explain to me, most people are not like you, Joe. And I was like, yeah, I know that for most things in life, but for Christmas.
I actually think there'd be more hardcore people than you.
Oh, yeah, well, would. That's okay. Second category, which I know is your favourite category. It's also mine. You can sink it down. Christmas movies.
Yep.
Talk me through the process.
We have discussed this before.
We have, yeah.
See, I don't mind Christmas movies. It just, like, because they're always so uplifting. Like,
yep. You know what you get.
Traditionally, and I've done it this year as well, and I'll message you.
Yeah.
If I'm starting earlier than the 1st of December, I always go like the B-grade midday Christmas.
You're not going to watch Love Actually on the 20th of November. It's madness.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. And usually they're the movies that, you know, they're all the same plot. The parents are divorced. The kid just wants things to be back to normal and then something happens and then they're happily ever after, whatever. That's generally the plot to most midday Christmas movies.
You're watching it the whole time going, well, I know these two people get together, but I don't care. I'm going to watch it.
That's right. So you traditionally start with them. And then start to progress into the A-list movies.
Gotcha. Again, the music has stopped. And Eddie's going, we do need to go to an ad break. But are you watching about one a day at the moment?
Oh, I wouldn't say one a day yet.
Yeah, okay.
Once, I reckon, sort of mid-December.
Okay.
Once all the hype starts happening, then I start to go into the one a days.
Yeah, which I think that's the thing that I'd be interested in. People listening, that's what where it's like, are you only listening to Christmas music?
Yeah.
The movies one is, are you watching one a day once we get into December? Because I know you are, I am, but that's what I'm like, oh, maybe we are a bit.
I mean, actually, in previous years, I don't reckon I've gone one a day. I reckon I've come close, I know you've been pretty good on it.
I've gone
but,
hard
the
last few years, yeah.
But also, you need to take into account this. Look how seriously
it
happens every year.
We avoid politics, but we'll talk about this for 20 minutes.
You've got to avoid, like, watching all of the good Christmas movies before Christmas actually happens. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You got to be careful not to run out.
Yes, yep. And this is what I said. Like, if people are going in mid-November, you're not going to maintain that. This is why Christmas only goes for 25 days, because no one can keep that level of energy up.
Well, we could, but...
Well, we could. I was literally saying to my mother-in-law, so I was like, you know that I'm only doing comedy because I realised that being Santa was not a feasible career choice. She literally was looking at me for the first time, I think, realizing, oh, he means that. If I could be Santa Claus, I would 100% be Santa Claus. As if you wouldn't.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, good job.
But even he's only working one day a year. He can't even sustain that level of festivity.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Because this is what I mean. It's like, we're literally just lying in bed talking about it. And as she was going, like, she was explaining, like, her Christmas growing up.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem, like, it seemed pretty, like, normal, like they're doing all the Christmas stuff. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, even compared to that, I'm pretty intense with this.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. The third one that I wanted to just check with you, and it, because I know your answer to this, because we are doing the pod in your house at the moment.
Correct, yeah.
Because I just more want listeners to really appreciate what Adam and I are actually like here. You're getting a sense with the music and the movies. But can you just talk listeners through the setup of decorations? And you know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
That you have in this house, Christmas-wise.
Well, I've put my Christmas tree up already. I called that last week.
Yeah, which is early, but I back you.
Got lights on it.
Yep.
But recently, in the last 2 or 3 months, I've been getting into, we'll call it home automation.
Yeah.
At a basic level, home automation.
Yes.
Couple of smart lights.
Yep.
Couple of smart speakers.
Yep.
Very handy and very cool.
These are the ones, if you don't know, that you can, it's basically like Siri in a speaker. So you can speak to it and it will follow commands.
Yeah. So I've set it up. For Christmas morning, for me to say Merry Christmas to Siri.
Yep.
Siri says Merry Christmas back.
Sure, of course she does.
And then I don't even have to lift a finger and she turns the lamps on and the Christmas lights on and plays the Home Alone music as I walk out to all the presents that are there.
So just think.
Just magical.
Just think. Adam has his house to himself and he gets up Christmas morning and he says, oh, the other thing he left out, by the way, he left it out. The other thing he left out, because he showed it to me before we started recording, is you walk into the room, you go, hey Siri, Merry Christmas. And what he has programmed the computer to say back to him is,
I don't say it.
Is, Merry Christmas, great man.
She's doing it. No, don't do it. No,
she
don't
started
do it,
going. She picked it up.
Yeah, she did pick it up.
Oh,
she
that's
smart.
Incredible.
She listens all the time.
That's it.
Wait, I don't know if here we go. The music's got to play.
Oh. No, it's not.
No, no, it's not.
It never does.
No, nah, cancel that.
This is what he gets to. She says, Merry Christmas, great man, and she's meant to play Home Alone music.
She got very excited.
She just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the point where I was like, I know I want to check this stuff off with Adam. And then you showed me that and I was like, okay.
I mean, I just love to do that for fun. That's who I am.
Like, yeah, but it's just...
I've also got a few other scenarios set up, which we won't go into.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, home automation's been my
thing. It's lots of fun. Yeah, it's lots of fun. Yeah, it's sort of just realizing that when Amy and I do have kids one day, the kids are going to have to pick, are you going to be into Christmas like Dad? Or are you going to be a normal human being like Mum? Segment break.
Now, Joe, in our little break there, you informed me that you put something at the end of last week's pod.
Yeah, well.
Which clearly I was unaware of.
No, we don't often do air checks for ourselves and go over the previous shows. It's sort of like it's out there. People can listen to it. But I did come across something from a previous show, a little sound clip, and I thought it'd be rude not to have it at the end.
I recorded that. How many episodes ago was that, out of curiosity?
I don't know when it was. I just came across
it. But you found
it. I came across it.
Yeah.
And I think I've even cut off, I think the full thing you go, like really quickly, like, I record that last second.
Oh, I bloody love it.
Yeah, so that might be our little calling card that we just have at the end of every pod now.
This is going back a while.
Sure.
Remember that episode where we went to court over Milo versus Hot Chocolate?
Oh.
Many moons ago.
Yeah. Now.
And I think I won.
I think you were pro Milo.
Yeah, I was pro Milo.
Which is, even as I hear
you
it
guys
now,
are team Hot Chocolate.
Is madness.
Yeah.
But we'll start another fight. Did we have to give speeches?
Yeah.
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 And
I don't really.
I opened up the cupboard and I'm like, why can't I see any hot chocolate? And you guys are like, because you got to make it.
That's right. Because the best thing is, if Adam ever has to improvise,
he's not great.
But he is the best, because it's like the stuff that comes out is just incredible. Your Honor, why can I not see any hot chocolate? Yeah, I do remember that vaguely.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't give me a impromptu speech.
No.
Just.
Oh, it's. What would be your best improv moments? Of course, the classic is. When we were in year 10, we had to give impromptu speeches. We really just wanted to do the prepared speeches, and then they would make you do an impromptu one at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'd give you a topic.
It was never any good, Adam.
Never any good. I don't think the topic was even war, but you somehow got onto Afghanistan.
I think it had something to do with homework.
Yeah, and you got onto Afghanistan somehow, and you're like, then you get shot.
I think I misread the question, that's why. Oh, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
Okay, sure.
We're here to talk about Milo v. Hot Chocolate.
Right, you're firing it back up.
So we've had this argument, but like 6 months ago easily, I reckon.
Yeah,
I've had this
or
in the
least.
Bank.
Oh, really?
For a while to talk about. But I was cleaning one day.
Yeah.
And just out of nowhere, I was just thought to myself, no. Oh yeah, Hot Chocolate is better than Milo.
There we go.
Just out of nowhere. Oh. Decided that hot chocolate was better than Milo.
And you've held onto it for all this time.
Yeah, and I just, because I was going through my phone for pod ideas, which
of
I
course.
Normally write down, and
yeah,
there it is.
I can't believe it. Because it was weird that you would not have been a, I guess, I don't know,
I just never drank it that much.
Yeah. Oh my God. Welcome is all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it was just, Milo is just a, I'm not trying to slag off a whole brand here, but like, it's great when you're a kid. I think that's what it was. When
it
you're
still
a kid,
is great, to be honest.
He's struggling. But when you're a kid, Milo and Nesquik are the big players, right?
Yeah, Nezo was always
Nezo is always winning. But then once you become an adult and you realise, oh, I'm doing the weekly shop, I could just buy a tin of hot chocolate here and no one's going to stop me. It's the best. Dress
yeah,
it up,
good.
Dress it down. It can go cold, can go hot. I mean,
yeah.
To be fair, you can do that with Milo. Mm. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I still drink Milo. I'm not kicking Milo out of the house.
No. But you've just welcomed another member of the family.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure. Wow. I'm very impressed.
This is a short segment, but I just wanted to put that to bed.
Can I quickly ask you just on that topic?
Sure.
Eggnog, yes or no?
To be honest.
Oh, dear.
Never really had it.
Yeah, okay.
I know you're a big eggnog guy.
I've got 3 different flavours in the fridge right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
I
reckon I might have tried it once or twice.
Okay.
But
it feels like how...
It's not traditional Adam
Spencer
Christmas.
No, it feels like when the Americans beverage. Tried to bring Halloween over here and we're sort of like, it's not really for us.
Some people getting in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fair. But welcome to the family, is all I can say.
Mm. Woo.
Good boy.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe, just before you get on with your next one,
sure.
You know what we haven't done is welcomed the great man Craig Meddings to the weekly pod.
Of course, so Craig. Welcome.
G'day, Craig.
Hello, boys.
Great to have you with us.
Yeah.
Anything
else from Craig, or he just sort of says,
no,
hello,
he's
boys.
Just passing by.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's interesting that about 3 months ago you promised me he would actually be on the pod, and we've just continued
he
to
will.
Use sound bites. Okay.
He
okay.
will be on the pod.
Maybe a
thank
Podmas
you.
Closer.
Podmas, or we kick off the new year? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay, he'll be in there.
Our agents are talking.
Yep.
So,
people
obviously,
talk about his
huge pay discussions.
Yeah, of course.
Need to happen. And,
we
can't
afford to pay him, and he wants to get paid.
The fact
the discussion.
That he demands that the pod be catered, which is fair enough.
We wish it was.
We're just trying to figure out
yeah.
the menu and...
Yeah, we're saying we don't disagree with that, Craig. We just don't have the ability to cater. We would also like the food.
That's right.
But we can't do that. So. Yeah, we'll get back to him on that. I know it's Christmas heavy, but I don't care.
No, it's fine.
It's just because we are both uncles.
We are?
But your nephew, isn't it?
Yes. Not niece?
Yep. Yeah. Your nephew, he's only, what, 6 months or something?
Yeah, seven.
Yeah, so six, he's seven? Not really...
Less than a year.
He's not at Santa stage. Yeah. He has no concept.
No, but he will be soon, probably.
I know any nephew of Adam's will be very quickly educated on the ways of Santa.
Of course.
But my nephew is three, and he's four in May. So, like, he's right in that sweet spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I should say, for any parents listening... We are about to have a very special Santa chat, so maybe switch off now. Is that a good way of wording? I think so.
We'll give you a few seconds.
We'll give you a few seconds. But they'll just press pause. It makes it sound so serious that they've got to switch.
Thanks for holding, listeners.
Okay, so if you're back, we're assuming that... our junior listeners have left the left the station. Okay. When you and I were growing up, when Santa would come, you would sort of... You'd see him in movies and you
Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
Tim Allen, of course. The classic.
That's who you
Santa Claus 2, greatest Christmas movie of all time. But you could write letters to him.
You could.
Yep.
And I think they still do.
Yep. And he will occasionally, if he's not too busy, he'll get back to you.
Yeah.
But that was sort of it, wasn't it? Like you would, and then you would hear him maybe on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. You'd maybe hear him. But with the changes in technology from our generation to my nephew's generation, you can now call Santa and have a phone call with him.
With him live.
Now, I'm assuming all the kids are gone, so obviously it's not the great man. But my sister did it with my nephew, and you like pre-fill the details.
Ah, yeah.
And so like this is how the phone call goes down. First of all, Lil's doing it with Noah, and she presses like, you know, inverted commas, call, you know.
Yep.
And she goes quietly to me, she's like, just got to wait for the ads to load, which is not a usual thing you have to do with Santa. And then she goes, then Santa gets on the line, right? And my nephew's head is just like, imagine when you're like a kid.
Like exploding.
Santa,
yeah.
And the guy's like, this is Santa Claus. Who am I speaking to? And like, Noah knows what he's meant to say. So he's like, Noah Master. Like he says his full, like, you know, name. Anyway, so again, you're meant to have pre-filled all the details. And one of the details. So he's like, I hear that you're 3 years old. Yep. And Noah's like, oh my God, I am 3 years old. Like he's just losing his mind. But in one of the phone calls, what she did accidentally, she's like, you meant to fill in like, how has he been this year? Has he been naughty or nice? And she ticked the wrong box. And so down the line, Santa goes, I hear that you've been a naughty boy. No, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, you see his face just going. You can see him just shitting bricks. And he's just like.
Completely understandable.
Just paralyzed. Like, the principal started telling you off. You're like, I don't even know what I did. So she's had to do another phone call. And Santa's going, now I hear you're a good boy. He's like, yes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Anyway.
Oh, just lucky she didn't miss his name and Santa go, you know, hello, insert name here.
I hear you are insert age. You've been naughty / nice. Oh, God. Well. But Santa, if you are listening, he has been a good boy. So, you know. And maybe get rid of the ad center. Maybe a paid subscription would be the better way to go there. I don't know about having to sit through some...
Well, look, these tough economic times for Santa, so he's got to make money somehow.
He's
got
to do his best. He's flying around the year. He doesn't have a renewable sleigh to go off, so he's burning a lot of petrol. So we understand. Times are tough. And
petrol price is pretty high.
Yeah, petrol's gone through the roof, you know. So adapt or die, Santa, is what I would say.
Classic.
Anyway, be a good boy for Santa. That's me talking to you, not Noah. Okay, I assume he doesn't listen to this pod.
Yep.
Anything else to cover off?
No, I reckon we try and make another one next week. Our Podmas, we're going to try and get up before Christmas because last year...
Did we not?
I believe we released it on like the 30th of December.
Oh, why does anyone listen to this? We're so
I think. Anyway, yeah. So we're going to try and get a Podmas we'll get in up. Before Christmas.
That's a Christmas promise, which is a serious promise.
Yep.
Okay.
And we can do that, and we'll try and get one or two more in between then.
Yeah, great. All right, go out and go forth and... I sound like a priest, I don't know. And be nice and not naughty.
Great.
Amen. Okay.
Hello, we're back.
Yep.
The music stopped.
Yep. Really quickly.
This is Justin. We have a call from the great man himself.
No.
I believe Santa is on the phone.
God.
Yes, this is Santa. You'd like to talk about Joe? He did what? Oh, he's here. Oh, hello, Joe.
What a nice surprise.
Your BFF called me. After talking to him, I think it's important that we look at your file. Your BFF wants to be sure you're on my nice list this year, even though...
I don't know.
You often fight in bed. Before making a decision, I need some more information from my elf, Sonoma. Let's see what he says about you. It seems you didn't work hard enough this year, Joe. I'm sorry you didn't make it onto my nice list. I better get back to work. See you soon, and don't forget to be good, huh? Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, isn't that nice of Santa?
Wow, always nice to see the sponsorship show up at the end there. oh, really nice by Santa, and... Are we playing this on the pod? I think so.
I'm recording this.
Yeah. For people listening, it's going to be a different experience to you because we're watching a video whereas they were just hearing, and just, I will track down the BFF. Good on him for, well, not really good on him because I think I'm on the naughty list. But,
often fart in bed.
Yeah, wow. Guilty as charged.
See you next week.
Thanks, Santa.
I recorded that.